Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Sue Southern, and in this show we're going to discuss the performance of people as part of IT performance management. To learn more about me and my background, please be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. I've noticed that people can make the mistake of thinking that if they're busy, they're being productive. And I confess that I've been guilty of it myself from time to time. Work expands to fit the time available, doesn't it? We get distracted by shiny things. We get interrupted by other people. But perhaps, like me, you can see examples where people feel enabled to be productive, so that they know they're contributing not only to their own success, but to the success of their employer as well. Maybe you've also seen examples where the opposite is true. From an employer's perspective, they pay their staff, so doesn't it make sense to pay them to do the right things? Personally, I like to look for the best in people. I like to catch people doing the right things and praise them for it. But of course, that raises another question, doesn't it? What are the right things? Every day we have options about how we spend our time, choices that require a decision to be made. In my view, the right things are those that make us productive. They support the achievement of the business strategy and purpose. But how does any employee know what those things are? Excellent IT performance involves excellent people performance. The best way I've found to connect the people with the organisation's strategy is to directly link it with personal objectives. Of course, for that to be successful, it needs some very clear communication. The objectives should then be worked, checked, and reviewed to ensure that they're on track. People need feedback about how they're doing. In my opinion, strategy is everyone's business in an organisation. But if I had a bean for every time people have told me that they don't know what their employer's strategy is, then I could feed a small country by now. So what do we do in that situation? How do we get busy on the right things? Any commercial business has a minimum of three basic purposes that will be the start point of their business. It needs to make a profit. It needs to retain its customers. And it needs to grow the business. So if no strategy is stated, you can't go far wrong but to work on those three areas. Did you hear the story about the man who was sweeping the floor in the space shuttle hangar? When he was asked if he found the job to be meaningful, apparently he replied, "Well, yes, I'm helping to get a successful launch. If the hangar isn't well kept, accidents can happen, which will delay the project." Now there's a man who was connected to the mission. So what type of work would I consider to be productive work? Some ideas include effective communications from the top of the company cascading all the way down so that even the cleaners know how they contribute to success. Even the best strategy that's ever been formulated will fail if it's not effectively communicated and acted upon. Something in the region of a 50-50 split, the balance between reactive and proactive activities. The trouble is that so few people in the IT arena seem to know what contributes to proactive activities. Another area that I would consider to be proactive work is improving efficiency and not relying on somebody else to resolve inefficiencies. Innovative ideas that can be implemented for customer benefit is another area where we can be productive. And last but certainly not the end of any list is continuous learning and applying best practice. I was talking to somebody the other day who said to me that if you look at a tree and what you see is the tree trunk and the branches and the leaves, then you would recognize it as being a tree. But it's only with learning that you come to appreciate the act of photosynthesis. So if we look at these opportunities for learning, we start to take on a different meaning in the world. And there are hundreds of small but effective choices that can be made to cause improvement to happen. In the words of Jeff Olson in his book called The Slight Edge, they are things that are easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. And it's back to those choices, options, and decisions that we make every day. The flip side of productive is unproductive. Have you found any examples where you work or in your work? Can you see any room for improvement? When I'm looking for things to improve, I start from the customer's point of view. Once I've accurately identified the customer, I seek out those things that are causing dents in their confidence, in their IT services. Disruptions that are just irritants. Not one big thing, but lots of little things that occur with the passage of time. Things that undermine their perception of IT services. Things that can cause them not to renew their contract, or to outsource, or just to take their business elsewhere. Even if the service levels that have been agreed have been met time and time again, customers can still take their business elsewhere. So attention to detail is frequently necessary. The devil is always in the detail. Things like ambiguous or unprofessional documentation. I worked with a guy once whose idea of capturing a customer's requirements and pricing a new service was to jot down some notes on a scrappy piece of paper, and for scrappy piece of paper read beer mat, and then transfer those notes to a short email and send it to the customer. He'd use this technique regardless of the value, size, or scale of the service. As you might imagine, the customer on the receiving end was unimpressed. His confidence in us as a service provider was disrupted. It was dented. After a few instances of tolerating this happening, the customer advised him to speak to me before sending him any more quotes like that. My approach to this type of task is to use a template. Now, that's not rocket science, is it? It's just common sense. With a template, the document structure can be set. It will be consistent each time I send it to a customer. Customers like consistency and a professional approach. I suspect that you do too when you're a customer. With a template, I populate it with the relevant information for the service concerned. That way, it's easily repeatable. And repeatability is good. It makes it quicker to get the job done effectively. It's also linked with the business purposes of retaining customers, growing the business, and making a profit. It's easy to do, and it's easy not to do, as Jeff Olson would say. So being busy on the right things has been a focus throughout my career. I haven't always made the right choices from the options facing me, but I've learned from the mistakes I've made. Two things I've consistently noticed have stood out. Work towards the business purposes and understand what customers want. Oh, and then, of course, deliver it. Can I share my personal philosophy with you? This is it. Whatever it was that got me to where I am today is no longer enough to keep me there. I've got a shorter version of that too. It's not enough. What else? You may have noticed that part of my continual personal learning is reading the works of others. And to end this show, you may be interested in this quote. In order that people may be happy in their work, these three things are needed. They must be fit for it, they must do not too much of it, and they must have a sense of success in it. Now, can you believe that that was written in 1851? This was by the late and great social thinker John Ruskin. So it still sounds like good advice today. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you're interested in listening to my other radio shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Sue Southern. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.